From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. U.S. stock prices have opened very slightly higher after big drops in Europe and Asia, mostly on worries about employment and economic recovery. Today's U.S. government figures show a small number of jobs added last month, just 13,000 compared to 57,000 in May. A new snapshot of unemployment during the recession reveals a tough situation for many people. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports a study by the Pew Research Center finds at some point between December of 2007 and now, a third of the labor force has been unemployed.
The number is far higher than the official unemployment rate or even the underemployment rate. In fact, Pew finds more than half of workers say they've taken some sort of job-related hit this downturn, including cuts in pay or hours. All this has diminished expectations for the future. Among workers over 62, a third say they've delayed retirement, and a large share of all workers are not confident they'll ever be able to stop working. According to Pew, the recession also seems to have produced a partisan switch. During the 2000s, Republicans were much more upbeat about the state of the economy. These days, Democrats are the optimistic ones, even though, as the Pew report notes, they have suffered more job losses. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Hurricane Alex is moving toward the coast of Texas and Mexico, a Category 1 storm with top sustained winds around 80 miles per hour. Forecasters say it will make landfall during the night. Dan Quant is emergency management spokesman on San Padre Island, Texas.
Our biggest challenge, if it stays the way it is with Alex, would probably be storm surge on our beaches, but we are closing our beaches later today, and we've made sure everything's off of the beaches to make it as safe as possible.
Alex is slowing efforts to clean up the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Jeff Brady is in New Orleans. He says crews are having trouble reaching new oil that is washing up on Louisiana's beaches.
A few hours south of here on Fushan Beach, the waves are 10 to 15 times higher than normal. The tide is so close to the top of the beach that the Coast Guard told workers it was too dangerous to use all-terrain vehicles. Crews hand-carried plastic bags filled with oily rocks and sand back to a dumpster. Coast Guard Ensign Cameron Cooper oversees operations here.
We're starting at the staging area and working out, but there's still a lot of beach out there that will need to be cleaned when the tide goes down and it's more manageable for us.
Out on the water, efforts to skim the oil before it reaches land also were halted because of rough seas. And even farther out, 28 platforms and 3 drilling rigs in the path of the storm were evacuated. Jeff Brady, NPR News, New Orleans.
Ford Motor Company says its turnaround plan is working and it's paying down another big chunk of debt. Ford says it will hand over $3.8 billion in cash to the United Auto Workers Union Health Trust Fund. This is NPR News.
Also further confirmed that your father's grave site was not one of the descriptions identified by the
government. Call center workers talk with people about management of Arlington National Cemetery after an Army investigation indicates chaotic conditions. A House committee meets in about half an hour to review the report. And NPR's Rachel Martin has a preview of what's likely to come out of today's session.
The Army is trying to get to the root of the management problems laid out in the investigation report, mainly that more than 100 grave sites were left with no marker and scores of others left with headstones not marked on cemetery maps. The Army says one of the big issues is how the cemetery officials manage their books. Even though they paid millions of dollars to contractors to install a digitized system to keep track of burial sites, officials have been using an antiquated paper-based system. The Secretary of the Army, John McHugh, has already announced personnel changes at Arlington. Today, he'll outline what other fixes are expected. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
CNN is launching a search for someone to replace Larry King. He says on his show that he's leaving his late-night talk program chair after 25 years at the pioneering cable outlet.
I'm incredibly proud that we recently made the Guinness Book of World Records for having the longest-running show, the same host in the same time slot, on the same network.
King's ratings have been slipping and CNN is rejiggering its primetime lineup. But King says he's gotten no pressure from management to go. CNN says it will keep the idea of a wide-ranging, provocative talk show in King's current late-night slot. And King says he expects to do occasional specials for CNN. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.